finest ship ever to have sailed the Vortex.
Oh, I know, Doctor. This is the end of the world news.
So now we know.
Now we know for sure.
But why are they...
I'm waiting for you.
Indeed we are, Doctor. Thursday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs. Because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM. Where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm here for another hour. And as I mentioned, if you just tuned in, Power Chord is only on until 2 o'clock today because of a UBC basketball game. But anyways, that was the New Jacobin Club. They are from Saskatoon. The CD is called Angel MMXIV, and we heard Soldiers of the Mark. Now, today we have a giveaway. It is for a pair of tickets to the Arch Enemy and Creator Show on the November 6th. Wish I was going, but... But somebody out there can win these tickets. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play Arch Enemy covering Aces High by, of course, Iron Maiden. And as soon as you hear it, instead of phoning, I want you to email me. And I'm going to have my email open. And the first person to email when they hear that song wins the tickets. Just email with your name and your phone number, and I'll contact the person who won anyways. And then email it to powercordradio@gmail.com. So we'll try that out. I've always wanted to do it this way. Arch Enemy doing... Aces High. When you hear that, just email powercordradio@gmail.com, all one word. So now we're going to go to some thrash metal from Brazil, and it's guess what? It's not Sepultura. It is a band called Corsus. They've been around for since 1983. I never heard of them, but pretty ripping good thrash metal. It's a new CD by them called Legion. We're going to hear a little call called, little song called Purgatory here on Power Chord CITR 101.9 FM. Here we go with some. Oops, it's not even queued up yet. Oh, I'm ahead of myself here. I should queue up before now we can play. This is Corsus from Brazil. Hope you enjoy.
I'm losing me. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Yeah!
What an awesome band. Excuse me. That is Bomb Nation out of Quebec City. That is probably their last record. They have three full-length records. That one was called Night Invasion. Just came out. And before that, they had in 2010, they had Crossovered with Rage. In 2009, they had Hazmat. The band has just broken up, and they just released that, Bomb Nation. Too bad, because I love their music. The song was called Le Debit de la 50. I don't know how to say 50 in French, so too bad. Anyways, before that, Iron Reagan. God, I love this band. The CD's called The Tyranny of Will. We heard Bill of Fights, and they are from Richmond, Virginia. And before that, Exodus. How can I not play Exodus off their new CD, Blood In, Blood Out, with Wrapped in the Arms of Rage? And I've said this before that, you know, Zetro isn't my favorite vocalist, but, you know, over the years, he's grown on me. And, but of course, Paul Bailoff was always my favorite vocalist, and he's only on their first record, Bonded by Blood, and he was actually supposed to sing on Tempo of the Dam, but he ended up passing away in 2002 before they had a chance to even put down the vocals, so it's too bad. I would love to see another Paul Bailoff vocaled Exodus, but that never happened. And from Brazil, we heard Corzas off their Legion CD. We heard Purgatory. You're listening to Power Chord, CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Andy. Check out the latest edition of Discord. There's a write-up here. I got it in my hand with a couple of our hosts from Power Chord. Coleman and Serena were interviewed. Nice interview, guys. Power Chord been ongoing. How do I say that? Has been on since 1985. I believe it was second week of March, if I get my facts straight. So Power Chord has been on a long time. And there's been a lot of new hosts over the last couple of years. And I'm glad they're able to make it up, because at one point Power Chord was about to completely die. There was no host. I was trying to do as many as I could. And then they came in and saved the day. So Power Chord's still moving on. Okay, next up, what are we going to? But before I go there, remember Arch Enemy. When you hear Arch Enemy covering Iron Maiden's Aces High, email right away. The first email will win a pair of tickets to the show this November 6th with Arch Enemy and freaking Creator. God, I've seen Creator twice. They're awesome. Just email me. I've got my email open. Don't email until I actually play the song. Listen for Aces High and email powercordradio@gmail.com. All one word. powercordradio@gmail.com with your name and your phone number. And you're on the guest list plus one, so it's two free tickets. So here we go to this set. This is a local band. They are called Lung Flower. I just got this. Haven't had a chance to. It sounds really good. I've only listened to it a couple times. It's off a EP called Death on the Crow's Nest. I'm sure there's a story behind that, because I've seen some pretty bad accidents on the Crow's Nest Highway. I think that's what it's about. And we're going to hear the little title track, Death on the Crow's Nest, by local band Lung Flower, here on Power Chord. We'll be right back. Yes, a brand new single by local band Black Wizard. We heard Eliminator, and it has the guitar player is Kenny Cook, who also plays in Ancients. Before that, Twin Giant. They are from, I looked it up and now I forget. They are from Phoenix, Arizona. Twin Giant did a little tune called Daisy Cutter off a new CD. I'm not even sure if it's out yet. It's called Devil Down. I think it's out sometime in later this month. Before that, Lungflower, brand new, I don't know, new band, but they're a local band, self-titled track. We heard the self-titled track of Death on the Crow's Nest. Sorry, I had to run to the bathroom, so I'm kind of discombobulated. I can't talk at all because I just ran to the bathroom and back because I had to get back before that song was over. And it's not, it's down the hall. So there you go, I made it. Been drinking too much vitamin water today. It's going through me. Not coffee, vitamin water. Yes, it's 134, and I mentioned before, once you hear Arch Enemy doing Aces High, yes, the Iron Maiden cover, you can email powercordradio@gmail.com, and the first person to email me wins a pair of tickets to the Arch Enemy Creator Show on November 6th. Just email me, then you don't have to leave your name or anything, just say subject line Arch Enemy, and then something like, I want those tickets or something like that. And then I'll respond to the person who won. Then I'll get your name and phone number and stuff. So you don't have to email it right away. But as soon as you hear Arch Enemy doing Aces High, email powercordradio@gmail.com.
mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
We like to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
Yes, welcome back. We just heard Arch Enemy. We heard off their new CD, War Eternal. We heard Graveyard of Dreams following into Stolen Life. And yeah, Alyssa definitely has a different vocal style from Angela. And I've heard a lot of people complain because Angela had more gruff, rough vocals. And I think Alyssa has more of a little bit lighter voice, but if you want to call that light. And of course, before that, we had the Aces High off their rare and unreleased CD. It came out in 2001. Yes, a March Enemy, November 6th, and there is a winner. I'll email the winner very soon. Anyways, now we're going to go to some... I thought I'd keep on with this female-fronted metal music. This is Powercore. My name is Andy. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to a band from, I think they're from Edmonton, I'm pretty sure. Mortillery off The Origin of Extinction came out last year, and the song is The Hunter's Lair on Powercore.
Yeah.
was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Yes, that was an all-female band from Montreal, Quebec, and they were around from 1994 to 1997. They are called November Grief, and they had two demo tapes out, one in 95 and one in 94, and they had that track that you heard off a compilation called Awakening Females in Extreme Music. So yeah, it's pretty good. Too bad they didn't stick around a bit longer, but yeah, around for about 3 years. Yeah, November Grief with Spine Worm. Before that, Unleash the Archers. Yeah, some Victoria metal. We heard Soulstorm off their Defy the Skies single. And Mortillery started all off with the Hunter's Lair off Origin of Extinction. And we're getting close to the end of the show, and I've got one more band to play, a brand new one by Fuck the Facts. That's an EP. You can get it from their Bandcamp page. It's called Abandoned. But let's hear a few shows happening around town first. Tonight, Raven, Night Demon, Titan's Eve, and Spell are at the Media Club. And of course, November 6th, the one some we just got tickets for, Arch Enemy, Creator, and Huntress at the Commodore Ballroom, November 6th. Guar, Corrosion of Conformity, American Sharks are at Commodore Ballroom, November 14th. And let's see what else is happening in the world of shows. Obituary. It's a meet and greet at Scrape Records. Go check if you want to meet them. Go see them. Go say hi to Obituary. And when are they playing? Man, the fonts on this screen are so small. It's hard for me to read. But let's see. Onslaught are also at Scrape. If you want to meet them on what date is that? November 18th. So they have a lot of meet and greets at Scrape. So, oh, one of my least favorite bands, Black Label Society, are coming to town. Hatebreed and Butcher Babies at the Commodore Ballroom, December 29th. And what else is happening? Way ahead here. April 25th, 2015, it's Nightwish, Delane at the Orpheum. Tickets are between $50 and $80, so it's pretty pricey. And I'm not a big I've played Nightwish, not a big fan. But let's leave off with one more song and stay tuned for CITR Sports. Next, here is some Fuck the Facts off their new EP. The song is called Disabused on Power Chord. Thanks for listening.